and pretty much the way a swimmer pushes off with his toes against the edge of the pool when he turns around for the return trip on a lap. Most base runners now keep their hands off their knees and they're out flying and take leads which are longer than I think used to be taken.
Final question is, generally people have said that in baseball catchers tend to become better managers because they're so closely involved with the game and telling everybody where to be and calling the pitches. Being a catcher during your playing career, do you think that that's true?
I think it's very true. I never from my youth days on wanted to be anything but a catcher. My teammates sometimes used to laugh at me because they said, you're going to get hurt, that's the worst place, you sweat, you work too hard, why not go for second base or outfield or pitcher or something else? I always felt that as a catcher, I could learn more, I could teach better, and maybe some of the innate traits in me to be a teacher started early from my family, a load of teachers in my family, as you will recall. And I was able to impart, even as a young player, some of these ideas, because I read voraciously on baseball. I had nobody to coach me until I really got to high school. In the semi-pro teams and the amateur teams I played with when I was still in high school, I pretty much served as the catcher and also the advisor to the rest of the team. I didn't think I knew a lot more than the others, and I wasn't necessarily a better player, but they trusted me to call the shots. And that was kind of fun, to run the team from the catching spot. And I still think that holds true today, that catchers do make good managers because of the knowledge of the game and because 50% of the game is pitching and you really work with the pitcher so closely.
Okay, that's all I have.
That completes the interview with Herman Goldberg.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah, Thank you.